Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, even though most of us know what the three colours in our tricolour are supposed to represent, our relationship to our national flag hasn't always been that comfortable. There have been periods in our history where it seemed to have been co-opted by certain groups, and even today, so-called patriots like to use it in real-world protests and online. But it's the aim of the Thomas Francis Maher Foundation to reclaim the flag for all of us. Clive Byrne is the chair. Good afternoon, Clive.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Do you think that's fair? Because we are seeing kind of certain groups using the flag quite a lot, which perhaps might make other people uncomfortable about being seen in the company of our flag.
That's certainly true, but the foundation was established just over a decade ago, and basically we work on the basis that the flag stands for pride, respect and peace. And certainly when Thomas Francis Maher, after whom the foundation was named, he was a very interesting individual, and he was responsible for flying the flag for the first time 175 years ago from 33 de Mall in Waterford. Now, he was a most interesting person and had the most interesting life. But basically, as part of his involvement in the Young Ireland movement, he was convicted of sedition, sent to Van Diemen's Land, and then escaped from there and went to the United States, later becoming a United States general, Army general and governor of Montana. So the foundation, the Thomas Francis Maher Foundation, as well as dealing with pride, respect and peace for the flag, we deal with diversity and inclusion. And that would be something that would be really important to us. And I think that's part of the line that your question was taking, that certainly some aspects of the flying of the flag in recent times at right-wing protests throughout Europe and indeed throughout Ireland, that's a disappointing aspect of it. But if we go along with the whole idea of the flag standing for pride, respect and peace and promoting diversity and inclusion, I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah,
and the Thomas Francis Maher Foundation works very much with second level schools to try and work with the idealism of the young people in our schools to promote the whole concept of the flag, along with what I was saying earlier on.
Yeah. Are we doing enough, though, to promote that idea? Could the government be doing more to promote that idea?
Well, I mean, certainly the government works on the basis of the flag flying on all official buildings, dealing with the military in terms of our dealings with the United Nations and so on. And I think internationally and as well as nationally, the Irish flag would be a symbol for peace and for pride and for respect. And I think the government would probably take that as read. But maybe if you say that the government should be doing more, people could agree with that. But I think what the foundation is trying to do is to promote the whole concept of pride, respect and peace, and dealing with diversity and inclusion in the Irish society that we see at the moment. I think that's something that is very, very true, because certainly in our schools, and we deal an awful lot with second level schools, there are over 200 nationalities of students who attend our second level schools. And what we want to do is to make everybody proud to be working under the basis of the Irish flag.
Yeah, I would imagine, though, that kids still in secondary school, you're pushing against an open door there, that they're probably the most open to the idea of inclusion anyway.
Well, I would agree, and certainly the foundation would have dealt with high profile individuals dealing in the world of sport and so on that would have acted as role models for the Irish flag. People like Sunita Purspoor, people like Paddy Bonner, John Hayes and so on, that are ambassadors for the association and for the foundation. And certainly they would act as role models for people promoting the flag. And you'll see when people are successful from Ireland in competitions overseas, how quickly they envelop themselves in the Irish flag to promote their sense of identity and success at that.
Mm. In Northern Ireland, do you think it's still a divisive symbol?
Well, certainly in Northern Ireland, it could be seen as a divisive symbol among certain parts of the community. But certainly the idea of Thomas Francis Maher was that the white of the centre of the flag would act as a symbol of respect and peace to the orange and to the green communities. And that would be something that we would respectfully suggest would be part of the Irish flag. Now, in terms of the flag, if people were looking at the Irish tricolour or the Union Jack, I think in Northern Ireland, they've worked on the basis of being able to live with both types of those flags in peace and harmony in the last 20 years. And we would hope that that would continue to be so.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to channel Thomas Francis Maher. Now, if he was alive today, and it has been discussed a bit, in the event, the possible future event of a United Ireland or even a conversation about one, that perhaps changing our flag might be part of that conversation. Do you think he, if he were alive today, he would be open to that?
Well, I think Thomas Francis Maher was renowned as an idealist as well as a pragmatist. So certainly in terms of Thomas Francis Maher himself, if you're to ask a question to him, he may give you a different answer. But certainly from politics in the foundation, it's not something that we would be involved in the Irish Tricolour or the Union Jack in terms of Northern Ireland. And if in the future Francis Maher's dream of United Ireland were to be realised, I presume that there would be a lot of discussion about symbols to do with the flag and other areas that would be discussed amongst people as to what the future would hold. But Maher himself, he was an idealist. He was born in 1823 and he died in 1867 in the Missouri River when he was governor of Montana in suspicious circumstances. So in his 40 odd years life, he would have seen an awful lot, and his love of Ireland and his love of things Irish and the Irish flag, he certainly would have been promoting diversity and inclusion. And if that can happen in the Republic and in Northern Ireland, as well as in the diverse Republic that we're dealing with now in the context of me saying that there are over 200 nationalities in our schools in Ireland, I think that that is something that he would strive for.
Clive, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Clive Byrne, chair of the Thomas Francis Maher Foundation.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.